Now, during World War II, Germany's food supply was reduced to a minimum. Bread became a scarce item. They produced a bread that was not made from grain. It was labeled ersatz bread. Some folk thought it had been made from sawdust. In their hunger, people clamored for this imitation bread. In the land of plenty in which we live, there is no scarcity of bread. Even luxury items are in good supply. We seem to have need of nothing. However, there has been a famine of spiritual bread for years. Ersatz bread has been doled out for years so that the appetites of the multitude have been adjusted to eat this bread. In fact, this imitation bread has been sweetened with the sugar of pleasing the people. Jesus is being served up today with sugar and spice and everything that is nice. But he put it another way. In John 6:32, he said, "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." Recently, I had an opportunity to get a look at this modern bakery that turns out plastic Twinkies for the spiritual kiddies. It has been my privilege to visit several radio stations where I was shown some of the trade journals that bombard Christian radio stations. The pressure's on them to increase their listening audience. They must yield or their ratings will go down drastically. Let me give you a quotation or two in order to let you know what is being dished up for you in the future on radio. Here was the headline: Christian Music, the Record Industry's Saving Grace. With 60 million born-again Christians in this country, anything is possible. And this was the heading of an article in a trade magazine which urged radio managers to put more contemporary music on the air, that it was the way to increase the number of listeners. The article is sickening and frightening. Here are excerpts from it. White-robed Baptist choirs, banging tambourines and shouting hallelujahs, harmonizing quartets in toupees and polyester suits, sonorous Wurlitzers pumping out the Protestant top ten, blissed-out hippies strumming guitars and passing out tracks in front of X-rated theaters. Such were the prevailing stereotypes of the Christian use of music, stereotypes that have, in the past decade, been exploded by the emergence of a rapidly expanding special industry, variously dubbed gospel, contemporary Christian, or simply Jesus music. The Christian record industry has become one of the fastest growing segments in the entire spectrum of modern music. Even George Cornell sent out a signal. He said gospel music has become big business lately, both for recording companies and the star performers on the road. Some church professionals say the output may be getting too commercial. A growing number of singers, composers, groups, agents, recording and sheet music firms are in the sacred music trade. Fees have escalated, with appearances in some cases reported in the five-figure range and bookings handled as an entertainment circuit. Richard D. Dinwiddie, professor of church music at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois, says the ministry of music has become a big demand item on the modern market. Pastors, church musicians, Christian leaders are increasingly concerned about commercialism in the ministry of music. He writes in the Evangelical Fourth Nightly, Christianity Today, "A Jesus concert can turn a profit exceeding $200,000, he says. Now that's the end of that quotation. Now let me continue with our editorial. The words Christian, religion, sacred, and gospel are used generously in these articles. but no mention is made of the Bible. The Bible is kapoo. That is, it's out. Contemporary preaching goes along with the contemporary music. The Bible is not up front, even in this department. Other titles are adopted, but the Bible is left out. A new vocabulary is used, which is the slang of the marketplace. The explanation for this radical change in the format is that we must use new methods to reach this generation. This rationalization sounds strangely familiar. When I began my seminary training, the fight between fundamentalists and modernists was coming to an end. The modernists, the first name given to present-day liberals, had captured most of the denominations. Independent churches and smaller denominations began to grow. There was a period of real Bible teaching that ensued. That was the period when Bible teaching grew by leaps and bounds to meet the needs of many hungry hearts. Liberalism was bankrupt. It could not survive the Depression and the Second World War. Now there has appeared in the arena men who say that we must use modern methods to reach the people and increase the head count. Yes, that sounds familiar. And today, Jesus, and will you listen now to this very carefully, today Jesus is made a piece of merchandise to sell to people in seminars, books, radio, and TV shows. The Bible is only a prop to use as bait to catch the unwary believer.